You're listening to Let's Talk Fantasy Football, where men of fantasy genius have realized,
hey guys, we don't need real football skills to dominate on the fantasy field. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So slap on your pads and grab your helmet. Shit's about to get real.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Let's Talk Fantasy Football. I am your host, Nick Schreck, and I'll tell you what, guys, it's great to be here. It is Christmas Eve. We are pumped up here at Let's Talk Fantasy Football. I just got finished watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. What a classic. If you haven't seen it, go do it now. Pause the podcast. You have to watch it. But I digress. We're here to talk some fantasy football. And I know we're closing in on game times here on Saturday for Christmas Eve. We've got games on Christmas Day. It is kind of the best part of both worlds. Holidays, gifts, friends and family, and football, fantasy football championship, some DFS going on. There's no reason not to be smiling this weekend, guys. So hopefully we can give you some insight into what we're thinking for the week. And again, the podcast is going to differ a little bit than normal, but first, we want to say, guys, we're sponsored by No Halftime. NoHalftime.com isn't your typical fantasy sports service. You get to play one-on-one fantasy matchups. Sign up with the code LTFF100 for a special sign-up bonus. So, guys, as I was saying, the podcast is going to be different today, and it was different last week, and that's because if you're in season-long leagues, if you're in championships, if you're in consolation brackets and still competing for money or whatever it is, at this point, your team pretty much is who it is. You might have a few matchup questions and whatnot. We're not going to give you a game-by-game breakdown. There's no point. You know who you should be starting, who you shouldn't. You've probably already reached out for advice. And quite frankly, you just need to be comfortable with who you're going to start, who you're going to sit at the end of the day. It's your team, guys. So we're happy to answer those questions on Twitter, via the site, however you guys kind of reach out to us. But game-by-game breakdowns is not going to be in today's podcast at all. What we're going to give you, or what I'm going to give you guys here, is some DFS guys. We like one guy at each position, at least that I like going into the week. Some good and bad wide receiver plays just based on matchup, just a few of them, I think two or three on each side, and then I'm going to give you a stack that I like for DFS. So it's a very DFS-centric episode, guys, purely because I think, like I said, season-long, you're already set. And if you're just a football fan and not in any finals, like myself, womp, 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 DFS is what we got. So, guys, let's start with DFS guys that I like, one at each position. Let's start with the QB, and let's start here with Ben Roethlisberger, obviously playing the Ravens this week. They played the Ravens earlier this year. He threw for 264 yards and two touchdowns with one interception. So not the week you hope out of Ben Roethlisberger. So that's okay. He's a bad quarterback when he's on the road. He averages 14.5 DraftKings points, guys, on the road, compares to 28.4 at home. So definitely a good thing to know. He is home against the Ravens. The worst home game he's played this year, guys, is 289 yards and two touchdowns. That game against the New York Giants, who's arguably one of the really good, arguably the best defense right now. They allowed the second fewest points to opposing QBs. So keep that in mind. The Ravens guys this week are going to be without their top cornerback, Jimmy Smith. Great news for Roethlisberger. The Ravens, prior to last week's rainy game, they played two games without Smith, and in those games they allowed Dak Prescott and Andy Dalton to combine for almost 600 yards and four touchdowns. So I think Roethlisberger's price is down a little bit relative to some other guys that are still great plays, but I think if you're trying to save a little money at QB position, Roethlisberger at home, I expect a very nice game out of him. Running back guys, let's go to Oakland. Man, it hurts as a Chiefs fan, but the Raiders look good. Latavius Murray looks good. Last week, he finished with 81 yards on 13 carries, averaged 6.23 yards per carry. Obviously, didn't get into the end zone last week, which a bit disappointing as a Latavius Murray owner. But the good news is this week, guys, the over-under is set at 53, which is one of the highest, really. I think on the year, I'm not positive on that. Colts defense, not great. They've struggled most of the season. They just lost starting safety Clayton Gathers and starting linebacker DeQuell Jackson. So, yeah, you got to like the running game. And that means Latavius Murray should go out there and have a really nice game. Let's see. They have. Wow. Okay, this stat's coming here, guys, courtesy of Pro Football Focus. The Colts have allowed a 23-point running back in half of their games this year. So Latavius Murray, good bet here to score you some fantasy points. I like him in DFS. Let's talk wide receiver, guys. Golden Tate, they're playing against the Cowboys. Again, Stafford's been playing well. He's got a hurt hand. Talk about the hurt hand in a minute. I'm not super concerned about him. Tate has gotten a lot more use the last 4 weeks out of the slot. 40% of his snaps have come there. So it's a good thing when you're playing the Cowboys. The Cowboys, they've played pretty well. But their slot cornerback, Orlando Scandrick, it's not hasn't been great. He's allowing a 76% catch rate. And even Brandon Carr has not been great. So I think that means that Tate is going to see a bunch of targets. He's going to have a bunch of opportunity in the slot. And good news for Tate is his average depth of target, guys, just 8.6 yards. So that means Stafford's hand injury, you're not worried about him throwing the ball. You weren't after watching Tate go off last week. But just to keep in mind, you know Stafford's banged up, but I think Tate, again, can have a nice day here against the Dallas Cowboys. So if I can, put him in my DFS lineup. Tight end, guys, this is the last guy that I'm going to give you for just guys I like in DFS, position by position. Let's go with Antonio Gates. Playing against the Browns, who we know are bad and on their way to a completely defeated season, which is bad. That's just upsetting. If you're a Browns fan, you've always been upset. So that's not necessarily new. But regardless, I digress. Antonio Gates, I've seen a lot of rhetoric about him needing, what is it, two more touchdowns to get the all-time touchdown record among tight ends. He needs three to break it. I don't expect him to have three touchdowns this week. Two could happen. Hunter Henry, we've watched pulling a few touchdowns. It's tough to predict the split there, but Antonio Gates, I don't have his price in front of me, but I think he's priced pretty reasonably. The Browns have allowed a league-high 12 touchdowns to tight ends, including multiple touchdowns in four games. So, I just think the opportunity's there. I think they're going to want to try and get the ball to Gates in a game like this. It's obviously a plus matchup. It's just whether it's Hunter Henry or Antonio Gates. I'm going to believe it's Antonio Gates. Again, wow, I put two AFC West foes in here, but I think what Phil Rivers is going to do. So we'll see what happens. All right, guys, let's take a quick break and hear from No Halftime, and then we'll come back and I'll give you some wide receiver matchups I like going into the week, whether they're standard leagues, PPR leagues, or DFS.
You're staring at your weekly fantasy opponent and thinking to yourself, I would love to challenge just one of his players, not his entire team. But your fantasy sports service doesn't allow you to. Now you can on the all-new No Halftime app. The No Halftime app allows you to create individual challenges using players or teams. For example, you could pit Beckham versus Brown, Cam versus Rodgers, or even Ezekiel Elliott versus AP. Creating a challenge takes seconds, and accepting challenges is even easier. No Halftime challenges can be private or public and created for the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA, and other sports. Join today and get started. Real money and fantasy supremacy awaits you. And now you can also try No Halftime for free with $0 challenges. Visit NoHalftime.com for more information and to download the No Halftime app for your iPhone or Android device. Receive a bonus by entering in the promo code LTFF at signup. Receive a free t-shirt when you make a deposit. No Halftime, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break.
All right, guys, we're back. So that was NoHalftime.com. Definitely check them out, guys. Not your typical DFS game. It gives you that opportunity for one-on-one matchups. They're awesome. We definitely recommend it. Show your family over the holiday, whether you're celebrating Christmas or just traveling or having some fun. Get in there and play some fantasy, guys. So let's talk about some good wide receiver matchups this week, guys. A name who's burned a lot of people over the season, and he burned me, Allen Robinson, playing the Tennessee Titans. I think you can consider him. He's pretty cheap. He's been bad lately. He's pretty cheap on DraftKings from what I looked at before. I do have him in one of my lineups. So I like him because Jason McCourty's banged up. The Titans are going to have to turn to LeSean Sims. Sims was a rookie fifth rounder who gave up 8 catches for 108 yards and a touchdown to the Bears in week 12. I just think he has the upside. Again, you're not paying a ton for him, so you don't need a ton for him to return value, particularly in DFS. I think I'd rather play him in DFS than season-long leagues, but he could be a good play. He's got a plus matchup at the very least. One other guy I like with a good matchup, Cameron Meredith versus the Washington Redskins. Alshon Jeffrey obviously back, but Alshon Jeffrey is likely to draw Josh Norman. So you obviously don't have the matchup for Jeffrey, which in turn should mean that Meredith should be able to see a bunch of volume. Again, am I putting him in my championship lineup? Probably not, unless you had injuries or something weird's happened. But I think he's definitely has the upside. He's most likely going to square up against Bashaud Breeland. He struggled this season, allowing a catch on 64.1% of his targets. He's given up 5 touchdowns. So we'll see what happens with the Washington game, but Cameron Meredith plus matchup because of Alshon Jeffrey's down matchup, which brings us to bad wide receiver matchups, guys. Not a shocker here, but Alshon Jeffrey versus Washington. He put up a great fantasy line coming back from that suspension, but Norman's going to shadow him at the very least. He's held opposing receivers to a 55.1% catch rate this season. If I can avoid Alshon Jeffrey, I am. Not a huge fan of here, guys, and it hurts my soul to say it, but Tyreek Hill, not a shocker. The Denver defense has been awesome against wide receivers, and you can't play him. You know, he's been good last week. I think, you know, he had the big play, but that was it. So Denver's going to be tough, and I'm not willing to roll a dice on Hill unless you have to. Last but not least, guys, J.J. Nelson versus Seattle Seahawks. He's likely to see Richard Sherman based on where he played the last 2 times the teams met. Sherman's really good. We know that. He allows a catch on just 47% of his targets. It hasn't surrendered more than 3 receptions since week 8. So J.J. Nelson, not a guy you're necessarily looking to roll with. I don't think you probably were anyway, but in case you were trying to get cute, looking to just throw a dart throw, I'd look elsewhere to make a dart throw, essentially. I just, quite frankly, don't think it's worth it. And that's it on good wide receiver matchups, bad wide receiver matchups. Guys, we're coming at you with this is going to be the quickest podcast in the history of Let's Talk Fantasy Football, and that comes down to the fact that it's just over an hour away from the games here on Christmas Eve. We want to get it out to you guys so you have a little bit of chance to listen. And we're going to wrap it up here with my DFS stack of the week for tournament plays. And that's going to be Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, guys. Matt Ryan's expensive. It's not the most expensive, but he's up there. But I really like his matchup, getting Julio Jones back. He's facing a Panthers squad, guys, that's given up over 300 passing yards in 3 of its past 4 games. And we watched Matt Ryan go to town on Carolina in week 4. He threw for over 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. I don't expect him to do 500 yards and 4 touchdowns again today. It would be nice, but I don't expect it. I just don't think. Obviously, it's not realistic. And then Julio Jones, guys, I think his ownership is going to be down because he's coming back from the injury. People don't want to invest. His price is still it's pretty high. I think it's fair. But his ownership percentage, I don't think is going to be crazy. So, you know, you're not going contrarian here, but I think he's a good pair with Matt Ryan. He went off obviously against the Panthers in week 4, 12 catches for 300 yards and a touchdown. Again, he's not going to do that. But I think 100 yards and a touchdown or two is realistic in the matchup here. Which on DraftKings is a very nice day. They've got, you know, yard bonuses and everything else. Obviously, I play DraftKings a lot. I'm not a big FanDuel guy, so that's where I kind of pull my numbers and percentages from. So I apologize if you don't play DraftKings, but there's still a good stack. I just don't know what their cost is relative on FanDuel today. And that's really it, guys. You know, that's kind of the week. At this point, you know who your inactives are going into the week, I'm assuming. If you don't, that's not good. I'll give you a few. Jordan Reed is inactive for week 16 against the Bears. It looks like here the Packers are not going to have Randall Cobb. I believe due to an ankle injury, he's inactive. Who else we have here? AP says he could play. They're not going to let him play. You know, he came back from the knee. That's cool. That's great and all, but I think realistically at this point, like, why? You know, why put him out there? The Vikings, after starting hot, just kind of shit the bed and dropped off. They're saying he may play in Week 17. Again, to me at that point, Week 17 is whatever. Laura Miller, they expect not. It's unlikely to play, guys. That's not guaranteed yet. But even if it is confirmed, even if he plays, I don't think you can trust Laura Miller in your season-long leagues here. If he comes out, he's injured. Maybe he falls into the end zone. But I don't think he's going to necessarily, quote-unquote, run effectively. And in championship week, I can't get behind that. So keep it in mind. Watch and act as they roll in. Again, hit us up on Twitter, at Let's Talk FF. Via the website, we're going to be answering a bunch of emails that we've got piled up. And Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Good luck in championship week or just in your fantasy endeavors. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the family. Hopefully some presents coming your way. And we will catch you on the flip side.
This has been Let's Talk Fantasy Football. Thanks for listening.